Blog Talk Radio.
The power of his counseling, the power of his faith,
Rastafari. Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this about Zion Bond, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever. Guide forever. Guide forever. Guide forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Umehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yartete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda' Lemisgav. Ki Hine HaMelachim No'adu, Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ורוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כת וארץ, צדק מלאה ימינך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטך. שבו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide forever, guide forever, guide forever, guide forever, guide forever.
Mizmor Menhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Eloheinu Har Kodesho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yarkedei Tzafon. Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim be'ar menoteha noda le'misgav. Ki hine ha'melachim no'adu, averu yahdav. Hem marahu kentamahu, nivhalu ne'etmazu. Re'ada ha'hazadam sham, chil kayyonedav. Ruach Kadim Teshaper Olivyot Tarshish Kasher Shamanu Ken Rainu Ve'ir Adonai Tzevaot Ve'ir Elohenu Elohim Yechoneneha Ad Olam Sela Dimminu Elohim Hasdecha Ve'keret Hechalecha Keshimcha Elohim Ken Tehillatecha על קץ וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שופו ציון והתקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחילה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות. גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד, בעיר אלוהינו הר קודשו. Mesos kol haaretz, har tzion yarkedei tzafon, kiryat melech rav. Elohim be'ar menoteha noda le'misgav, ki hine ha'melachim no'adu, averu yahdav. Hem marahu ken tamahu, nivhalu ne'epazu. Re'aga ha'hazadam sham, ורוח קדים תשפר אוליביות תרשיש כאשר שמענו כן ראינו בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכליך כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על קץ וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שופו ציון והתקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחילה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Thank you. How can we live our lives? How can we rely on future when we know what's going on this day? When we clearly see the leader's mentality becomes political brutality. Now it clearly seems that we've got no chance of change. Got no love, so whom am I to blame? How can we stay calm? How can we always fight? How can we kill our brothers when we know we've got the same old blood? When we clearly see the hatred and vanity becomes the sickness of society. Now it clearly seems that we've got no sense of shame. Got no love, so whom am I to blame? Trust our nature when we spoil it with our own bare hands. When we clearly see the freedom and unity slowly fade into obscurity. Now it clearly seems that we've got no one to blame. Tell me, won't you give a helping hand?
Understand why. Time to turn around. and the creator. I know why we are the ones to say Babylon a hater. Them could have never touched the anointed. Them could have never touched the one who the Most High appointed. How we fall from grace, we told you this. No attempt to turn back and win the race. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? They're coming in to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why.
Shabbat Araya Shalha Shabbat Shalyada.
Everywhere that I go. some big bad dog in a me eye.
I and I still a walk with the Savior. Each and everywhere that I go,
still not left out the Most High. I not left out the Most High. I still a walk with the Savior.
Each and everywhere that I go,
still not left King Safari. I not left out the Most High. On my way to school, carry Jaja with me. All in the classroom,
oh, oh, oh.
Carry Jaja with me.
Oh, you mean?
In every lane and every crevice and corner,
yeah.
Still I see a yes in my fimi and dada,
yeah.
From me a little bit of it me one order. So all when me son grandfather,
I and I still a walk with the same.
Each and everywhere that I go,
and
still not left out the Most High. I not left out the Most High.
Child,
you walk with,
without
Jack, you're starting to rise. So
walk with me, yeah,
and
talk with me.
Don't want them nuclear power,
no.
Down to the very last hour, I and I still a walk with the Savior. Each and everywhere that I go, still now.
Don't go to the Most High.
talking about love, and you don't read your Bible, and get reality. When it comes to my call, there'll be a thing called the Bible story. I happen to be the doctor of philosophy. Mercy, love, to you. One. Jamaica, heaven on earth, in only 6 days. Upon the 7 day, him go rest and pray. He make the animals for me, the bird them fillet. The green vegetables who we eat every day. He make the whole universe, them call the Milky Way. He make Adam and Eve, but them did not obey. Them have two tongues, said them feel the same way. Cocky and kill evil, and them put him in a clay. So God call Noah immediately, and tell him we gather all of his family. Let him take one flood, wash the wicked away. Old Papa Jacob, a 12-boy pickin' it. Joseph gets a coat pretty like jewelry. But him brother them tell him just too jealousy. Say Moses was born in a poor man's city. Them hide him in the river from Pharaoh's army. But him free the Israelites from captivity. David killed Goliath, gave Saul the victory. And then became king at the age of 30. Solomon gave Queen and Sheba all of him jewelry. So check early B with Bible story. Then put Daniel on in the lion chamber. Through the powers of God, then couldn't hurt him structure. Said Jesus Christ born in a manger. Joseph his father, Mary his mother. Them sell Jesus free a bag of silver. Then put him on the cross in race 3 days after. Peter cut off a man's ears with a razor. The cockroach tries him deny the savior. Said this a church member, me know Deuteronomy, me know Joshua, me study Solomon, me know Isaiah, me say me name early, me know me intelligent, say anywhere me go, me say me act decent, say when it comes to violence, me know me innocent, well here are the books of the New Testament, say Tumatuma, say Luke and John, say Acts, Roman and Corinthian, you have Galatian, Ephesian and Philippian, say Thessalonian, and Thessalonian, say Titus, Timothy and Philemon. You have Hebrew, James and Peter and John. You know the last two are Jude and Revelation. You say this DJ must be a Christian. A brain like mine's worth 10 million. So get this fancy funk cassette, yeah man. A tune like this soon reach number one. Me read Genesis and to Revelation. Come in, is a youth, me have me ambition. Say me follow for me daddy and me follow for me mama. Cause I ain't is a youth and me no do nothing wrong. See Jamaica, say heaven and earth. And that shall make the sea and that shall make the dirt. And that shall make the pants and that shall make the skirt. Jamaica, heaven and earth. In a only 6 days. Upon the 7 days, him go rest and pray. He make the animals for me, the bird them fillet. The green vegetables for we eat every day. He make the whole universe and call it Milky Way. He make Adam and Eve, but them did not obey. Them have two stomachs, said them sin the same way. Cocky and kill evil and him hide him in a clay. So God call Noah immediately, and tell him we gather all of him family. Then him pick one flood, wash the wicked away. Say Papa Jacob a 12-boy picking it. Joseph gets a coat pretty like
King, that manual, the instruction, which is called the Metzav Kedusha, so you know it as the Holy Bible. Holy Bible.
His Imperial Majesty.
To turn to another subject, Your Imperial Majesty, are there any passages of the Bible that have become especially meaningful to you?
I have the highest respect for the Bible as a whole. We also recognize the rightful name the Bible bears. We find that in all the periods of the Old Testament, in the time of patriarchs, kings, and prophets, great miracles were done. On the other hand, the New Testament, in which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach, is also of high value. Then Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four Gospels, in which the sayings of our Lord are recorded, are pillars for all men on the earth. Therefore, the Bible should not be cut into portions.
Now listen to me. A special request to the pastor and the deacon, and dedicated to each and every Christian. Sit up. Go Come make we step in at your Bible. Bambling, make we step in at your Bible. Well, watch a man, me say me wake up now the morning in some single Bible. Then me lick me ganja pipe and take up your Bible. Make we step in at your Bible. Hail your man, come make we step in at your Bible. Well, watch a man, God made heaven and earth from sin, son of God. Made all the creatures just to roll by us. But the devil trained even in a him to go just. God chose Papa Noah as a righteous man. Tell him to build a big ark and put it on dry sand. So ears of blood just send a flood on the land. Old man Moses, he was a great magician. In fact, the rest is a man a walk on the sand. I make him escape out of King Pharaoh land. King Pharaoh and his mommy sinking of the ocean. King Solomon, the man, he was the wisest man. Only thing he never knew, the secret of a woman. Try a case of a child and give it to the right one. A servant girl, help a mighty man. Now who gets leprosy become spread from the land? But what was his name, the man, it was Naaman. Happy dip 7 times down in a river Jordan. And when him come out, him struck the fit and strong. Him give thanks and praise and touch of the king, man. But show red, yeah, he catch Elijah's servant. Old Papa E. Enoch, him was a very brave man. Them tried to kill him, but he was a Christian. Him never stopped, praise God, word from the land. Lived 365 years, him never lived long. And that was in the days when man was strong. Like how Samson used him as a man and kill a lion. And Jesus healed a blind man before the crucifixion. Who grew Isaac, it was the man Abraham. John baptized Jesus in a river Jordan. Jesus great miracles to feed 9,000. In case you never know, it was the Galilean. And when them done pick up comes a 12 basket ram. It's time and super cat the hour walk Indian. Know all history that side a river Jordan. Know Queen of Sheba and King Solomon. Know the 12 tribe of Israel up in Richmond Zion. There are Levi, Joseph and Reuben. Asimia, Asa and Benjamin, Isaac and Jordan. The one called God. Not Sally, Judea and the one Zebulon. When the power and the prayer by Satan struck the rule. The lightning and Jaja flash the thunder. Man he know in himself he can conquer Jaja. Now give your soul to the devil, just give it to Jaja. It's time and Jaja get me, I teach your culture. For any time it's at me, I'm gonna rise in nature. So we can't leave the last day I alone. No way, yeah. Because Jaja is the la 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 of this world.
Shall the attitude from black people, yeah. Jaja Bigly must know the truth. You can't fool all the youths, yeah, you know. Because give me the Bible, wafi me Bible. Give me the Bible, original Bible. Give me the Bible, rootsman Bible. Give me the Bible, the cultural Bible.
Give me the Bible, wafi me Bible.
light. Cut what was written from the wines and brooded. Now revealed to the babe and suckling. Wagon but a man in general come good or evil. But right now black people them a sight of the light.
I feel like black people shall develop themselves, you know. And you know, all it needs is people that keep it down for either die out of the earth or something.
What is your feeling about the condition of black people here in the United States? What is your feeling about the condition of black people here in the United States? What is your feeling about the condition of black people here in the United States?
I feel like black people shall develop themselves, you know, not to settle down this developing up yourself have any prejudice thing to it. It's just that we are people with our own history and culture, we can educate ourselves. I mean, we are the first creators. So we have really, everything we see on this earth, yeah, the black man make it. And I'm saying that the white man don't make some. But all wisdom comes from the black man.
You know, a lot of young viewers look up to you and are going to want to hang on every word and every syllable. Do you have a message for young people?
Well, you know, the whole thing again is to really check out the truth of Rasta and don't make, like, follies in. Don't make it checked out. And don't get too busy that you can't check out the truth. Because the truth is there. And Africa awaits its creators. And we know that the people in the West, headwise, them ready, you know. Them have to learn, come learn. What them learn in the West, them have to care to them, to them people, make it be a benefit to the people. Because, I mean, how long must the black people suffer? And these are people, you know. And then we have our own culture, we have everything. We don't shatter anything. We have everything. Plus, we have a land that no one is living there. And we must go home to it. And when you go home, you can build all of these big buildings if you want. I mean, if you miss a city, build a city. You know what I mean? If you want a car, you can get a car. I mean, I don't see the big thing. One time, America was, you know what I mean? Maybe used to have lots of all, what do you call it? All sorts of thing I walk through. Africa is a peaceful place. Then we want to fool black people, but it's a jungle and blah, blah, boom, boom.
Where have you been in Africa besides Ethiopia?
Zimbabwe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Gabon.
How did Zimbabwe strike you?
Well, you know, Zimbabwe, nice, man. Zimbabwe, really nice. I mean, you know, it's like a paradise in a place, you know, when you go in and see, it's beautiful.
How did the people react to you?
People's great. Yeah, people good. You know, them places, when you go and you see how the people and how the land set up, you see people living. You see a man having a mouse on a nice piece. And then the whole thing about it, the climate, you can go out all the while. You know what I mean? The climate nice outside.
Yeah.
If you want to look on a few lions and things, you can walk and go. And if you want to see some things that man never make, but it look like somebody make it, that's all Zimbabwe too. Because I go in a place and I see some stone farm, where I know it's not no man make it, but the wheat farm, you know, is higher than something.
It's really been a pleasant and informative experience talking to you, Brother Marley. I thank you for your time.
Baby.
Wish you well.
Pass it back. 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 Pass it
Jump on this, your boss. Giant bone, right?
Right.
Do it.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kodesho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yarkete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Ki Hine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. Hemma ra'u ken tamahu, nivhalu nechepazu. Re'ada ahazatam sham, chil kayoleda. Beruach kadim, teshaber oniyot tarshish. Kaasher shamanu ken ra'inu, be'ir Adonai tsevaot be'ir Elohenu. Elohim yechoneneha ad olam sela. Dimminu Elohim hasdecha bekerev echalecha. Keshimcha Elohim, ken tehillatecha al katz ve'eret, tzedek malea yeminecha. Yismach har tzion, sagelna benot Yehuda lema'an mishpatecha. Sobbu tzion vehakifuha, sifru migdaleha. שיטו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Psalm 48.
מזמור ממחת, שיר מזמור לבני קורח.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villagers. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He had said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress, oppress, oppress.
Of the poor have I arrived. My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all days. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord our God, merciful Father, have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never seen, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah.
In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Heard of it at Ephrata. We found it in the fields of the wood.
Chapter 12. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, to a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Sychem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. And there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarai his wife, Behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, This is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. And it came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her, and commended her before Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he entreated Abram well for her sake. And he had sheep and oxen, and he asses, and men servants, and maid servants, and she asses, and camels. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues, because of Sarai, Abram's wife. Pharaoh called Abram and said, What is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why saidst thou, She is my sister? So I might have taken her to me to wife. Now therefore, behold thy wife, take her and go thy way. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that he had. Chapter 13. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes, and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan. And Lot journeyed east. They separated themselves the one from the other. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so but if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. Chapter 14. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel king of Shinar, Arioch king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer king of Elam, and Tidal king of nations, that these made war with Bera king of Sodom, and with Birsha king of Gomorrah, Shinab king of Admah, and Shemeba king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, which is Zoar. All these were joined together in the vale of Siddim, which is the salt sea. 12 years they served Chedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year came Chedorlaomer, and the kings that were with him, and smote the Rephaims in Ashtaroth-Tarnaim, and the Zuzims in Ham, and the Emims in Shavi-Kiriathaim, and the Horites in their Mount Seir, unto Elter, which is by the wilderness. And they returned and came to En-Mishpat, which is Kadesh, and smote all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites that dwelt in Hazazon-Tamar. There went out the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, the same as Zoar. And they joined battle with them in the vale of Siddim, with Chedorlaomer the king of Elam, and with Tidal king of nations, and with Amraphel king of Shinar, and Arioch king of Elasar, 4 kings with 5. The vale of Siddim was full of slime pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell there, and they that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre the Amorite, brother of Eshcol and brother of Aner, and these were confederate with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shavi, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him, and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, Give me the persons, and take the goods to thyself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich. Save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre. Let them take their portion.
sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Ua mia moladiteka. Ua mia, ua mia, ua.
Shema Yisrael. Hear, oh Yisrael. Hear. For the Rishon Aliyah, the first reading, the first up offering here for this Shabbat, Lek Lika. For this Sabbath, get thee out, Lek Lika. Hear. Picking up with the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis. Genesis chapter 12, for the first Aliyah, the first reading, the Rishon Aliyah, here for this Shabbat Lek Lika, Lika, Lika. Genesis chapter 12, the fourth dispensation, the promise from the call of Abraham to the giving of the law, the giving of HaTorah, the fourth or the Abrahamic covenant. Beshem Ha'av Ha'bein Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. Vayomer Yahuwah El Avram Lek Leka Mei Arzika Ua Mia Moladiteka Ua Mia Beita Vika El Ha'aretz Asher Areka. Now Yahuwah Jehovah had said to Abraham, Vayomer Yahuwah El Avram, get thee out, Lek Lika. Get thee out of thy country, Lek Lika, Mei Aretz Lika. And from thy kindred, Ua Mia Moladiteka. And from thy father's house, Ua Mi Beit Avika. To a land that I will shew thee, El Ha'aretz Asher Areka. And I will make of thee, I, a great nation. And I will bless thee, I, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a bracha, a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, I, and curse him that curseth thee, I. And in thee, I, shall all families of the earth be blessed. Abram, in the land, worship, communion, and promise, hope, expectation. Verse 4. So Abram departed as Jehovah had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai, Ishto, Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land to the place of Sichem, to the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was then in the land. And Jehovah appeared to Abram and said, to thy seed, to thy race, to thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar like Yahuwah to Jehovah, who appeared to him. And he removed from thence, from there, to a mountain on the east of Beit El, Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Beit El, Beth El on the west, and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar like Yahuwah to Jehovah, and called upon the name, upon the Shem, the Hashem, the name of Yahuwah, Jehovah. And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the Negev, the south. Under trial, Abram forsakes the place of bracha, the place of blessing. Verse 10. And there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt, Mitzrayim, and to Kemet to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Mitzrayim, into Egypt, into Kemet, that he said to Sarai, Ishto, he said to Sarai, his wife, behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman, a beautiful, an eightiful woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee eye, that they shall say, this is his wife, Ishto, and they will kill me, they will kill I, but they will save thee I alive. Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, Achoti, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee I. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Sheni, Aliyah, for this Shabbat Lech Lecha, for this Sabbath, get thee out. The Sheni, Aliyah, hear, First book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 12, here at verse 14, for the Sheni, the second reading, the second up offering for this Shabbat Lech Lecha. Vayehi kbo Avram mitzaraima, vayiru ha mitzarima eta ha isha ki yafa hi me'od. And it came to pass. Vayehi kbo Avram mitzraima. And it came to pass that when Avram was come into Mitzraima, into Egypt, into Kemet, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair, that she was very beautiful. Vayiru ha mitzrim eta ha isha ki yafa hi me'od. The princes also of Paro, Pharaoh, saw her and commended her before Paro, Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Paro's bait, into Pharaoh's house. And he entreated Avram well for her sake. And he had sheep and oxen, and he asses, and men servants, and maid servants, and she asses, and camels. And Jehovah plagued Paro, Pharaoh, and Beito, and his house, with great plagues, because of Sarai, Avram's Isha, Avram's wife. And Paro, Pharaoh, called Avram, and said, what is this that thou hast done to me, that thou hast done to I? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why saidst thou, she is my sister, so I might have taken her to me to wife? Now, therefore, behold, Ishtaka, thy's wife, take her and go thy way. And Paro commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and Ishto, his wife, and all that he had. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book, Genesis chapter 13. Avram returns to the land, and HaMizbeach, and the altar. And Avram went up out of Egypt, Mitzrayim, out of Kemet, he and Ishto and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south, into the Negev. And Avram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the Negev, from the south, even to Beit El, to the place, Hamakom, the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Beit El, Bethel, and Hai.
to the place, Hamakom, to the place of Hamizbeach, to the place of the altar, which he had made there at the first. And there Avram called on the name, the Shemi Yahuwah, on the Hashem of Yahuwah, on the name of Jehovah.
Nothing with nothing without you, no, 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 nothing without you, nothing with nothing without you, no, 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 no. I'm raising my hand, nodding my head, now Jah is so good to me, and I wave to the right, wave to the left, now Jah is so good to me, and I scream.
Is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Bless you.
Rastafari, Jesus
Thy judgment are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud, and his tongue is mischief and vanity. And secret in the Lord is responsibility. In the secret place that he murdered the innocent, his eyes are privately set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his bed. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He himself catch the poor when he draws him into his net. He crouches from humbling himself that the poor may fall by his tongue. He have said in his heart, God has forgotten. How can he have forgotten? How can he hide his sin? Arise, O Jah, Yahweh, Emmanuel, lift up thine hand, forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contempt God? He has said in his heart, thou wilt not require him. Thou hast seen his ground, have a hold of his feet and spite to require it. With thy hand, the poor can make of him someone to thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked, the evil man seeketh out his wickedness to thou find. The Lord is king, Yahweh is king, Emmanuel, he be forever, ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, rid the tyrant, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare his heart, thou wilt cause thine head to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed. The man of the earth may no more oppress. Yeah, the man of the earth may no more oppress. Why standest thou afar off? Hallowed be your name, Yahweh. Emmanuel, hallowed be your name.
Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it. For thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. To judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. Oppress.
למה אדוני תעמוד ברחוק? תעלי עם נעיתות בצרה, בגאוות רשע ידלק עני. התאפסו במזימות זו חשבו, כי לרשע על תאוות נפשו. הוא רוצה ורך נעץ אדוני, רשע כגובה אפו בא לדרוש. אין אלוהים כל מזימותיו, יחילו דרכיו בכל עת. מרום ממשפטיך מנגדו כל צורריו יפיח בהם. אמר בליבו בעל אמות, את דור ודור אשר לא עובר רע. על אפי הוא מלא ומרמות ותוך, תחת לשונו עמל ואבן. ישב במערב חצרים, במסתרים יהרוג נקי. עיניו לחנך יצפונו, יערוב במסתר כאריה בסוכו. יערוב לחטוף עני, לחטוף עני במוחו ברשתו. כישוח ונפל בעצומיו חלקאים, אמר בליבו שכח אין. הסתיר פניו ברעה לנצח, קום אדוני אל נשא ידיך. אל תשכח ענבים, על מני את רשע אלוהים. אמר בליבו לא תדרוש, ראית כי אתה עמל וחש תביט. לתת בידיך עליך יעזור חיליך, כתום אתה היית עוזר. שבור זרוע רשע, ורע תדרוש רשעו בל תמצא. אדוני מלך עולם ועד, עבדו גויים מארצו. תאוות ענבים שמעת אדוני, תכין ליבם, תקשיב אוזניך. לשפוט יתום ודח, בל יוסיף עוד לערוץ אנוש מן הארץ.
Yeah, Midrash, a study here on today's end psalm, Mizmor Yod, Mizmor Yud, Mizmor Yod, Psalm 10, here, today's end psalm, according to the order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here for the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, Psalm 10, Mizmor Yud, Mizmor Yod, Psalm X. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and the covetous renounceth, yea, contemneth the Lord. The wicked in the pride of his countenance, he will not require. All his thoughts are, Ain Elohim, there is no God. Here we are here, Psalm 10. Psalm 10, verses 1 and verses 3 to 4. Here. Lama Yahuwah ta'emoda de rachok ta'elima le itot batzara kia hilela rasha ala ta'evata nasho. Uavot Eya Berek Nid Eit Yahuwah Rasha K G Vaha Apo Bala Yidarosh Ein Elohim Kol Nizimotayo. Why standest thou the eye afar off, O Lord? Lama Yahuwah ta'emod de'rachok? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? Ta'elim le'itota batzara. For the wicked, for the wretched, boasteth of his heart's desire. Kihilela rasha'a ala ta'irata nasho. And the covetous vaunteth himself. And the covetous vaunteth himself. U
Vortea Bereka Niet Yahuwah. Though he contemn the Lord, though he contemn Jehovah, the wicked, the ratchet, in the pride of his countenance, in the pride of his face, Rasha Kegavah Apo Bala Yidrosh, sayest, he will not require, he will not require. All his thoughts are, there's no God. Aim Elohim, kola mezimotayo. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination, what scripture says elsewhere, even in Daniel, in Daniel 7:25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the holy ones of the Most High, and he shall think to change the seasons and the law, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and half a time. Ua melina lezada ilaya, ua melina lezada ilaha, ye malila ua leak adisheya ella yonina, ye valeya ve yisabara le hashanaya zimanina vedata ve yita yahevuna biadeha ada idana ve iadanina ua filaga idana. And he shall speak words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and he shall think to change the seasons and the law, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and half a time. Ua melina letzada ilaya ye malila, and he shall speak words against the Most High. Ua melina letzada ilaya, or Ua melina letzada ilaha ye malila, and he shall speak words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Ualek adishaya elyonina yevalei. And he shall think to change the seasons and the law. Ze yisabara le hashana zimanina v'tat. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and half a time. Ve'ayita Yahevuna v'yadeha ada idana ve'idanina ua felaga idan. Rav Jose taught, the wicked, the ratchet, the rasha, the Rishaim, the Rasha, Harasha, never attack without first renouncing and contending HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Jose taught that the wicked never attack without first renouncing and contending HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. As it is said even in Daniel, in Daniel 7:25, and he shall speak great words against the Most High. Ua melina letzada ilaya yimalil, and he shall speak words against the Most High. Ua melina letzada ilaya yimalil. That is the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites, to whom it is said even in Vayikra, in Leviticus, Leviticus 19:2, where it reads, ye, y'all, shall be holy. Idoshim tithiu, Idoshim tithiu, ye, y'all, shall be holy, set apart. Idoshim tithiu. By this command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, man, since you were hallowed, since you was set apart, sanctified, separated, set apart for my purpose, even before I created the earthly plane, therefore ye, y'all, are to be holy, set apart, as I am holy, set apart. Even as Shemot, Exodus 19:6 reads, ye, y'all, shall be to me, to I, a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation, and a set-apart nation. V'atem tehiyu li amam lecheta kohanim v'goya kadosh, for ye, and ye, and you all, with Atem, and y'all shall be to me, to I, a kingdom of priests. With Atem, Atihiyu, Li, Mam Leketa, Kohanim, and a holy nation. With Goy, Adosh. With Atem, Atihiyu, Li, Mam Leketa, Kohanim. With Goyek Adosh, as I am higher than all the world, so shall ye, so shall y'all be. For like the letter Lamed, like the Hebrew letter Lamed, highest of all the letters, so shall ye, y'all, be the highest of all the peoples of the earth, of all the peoples of the earthly plane, even though at the beginning, at the Bereshit, at the beginning, like the letter Yod, the Hebrew letter Yod, least of all the letters, ye, y'all, were least, as is said even in the Varim, in Deuteronomy 7:7, ye were the least of all peoples, y'all were the least of all people. Lo me arub kema mikol ha'amim hashak Yahuwah bakem va'yivachar bakem ki atem ha'me'ata mikol ha'amim. Jehovah did not set his love upon you, upon you, nor choose you, because ye, y'all, were more in number than any people. For ye, for y'all, were the fewest, the least, the fewest of all peoples. Lo me rubikem mikol ha'amim hashak Yahuwah bakem. Wa yibahara bakem ki atem ha me'ata mikola ha amin. For ye, for y'all, were the fewest of all people. Ki atem ha me'ata mikola ha amin. And here, Midrash note on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Yod, Mizmor Yud, where it says, as I am higher than all the world, saith HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so shall ye, y'all, be. For like the letter, the Hebrew letter, Lamed. Lamed is the last letter in Yisrael. Yisrael, Lamed. And here, Midrash note, it says, highest of all the letters, for like the letter Lamed, the last letter in Yisrael, highest of all the letters, so shall ye, y'all, be the highest of all the peoples of the earth. even though at the beginning, even though at the Reishit, at the beginning, like the letter Yod, here, Midrash, no, the letter, the Hebrew letter Yod, the Hebrew letter Yud, is the first letter in Yisrael. Like the Hebrew letter Yod, least of all the letters, ye y'all were least, as it is said. Ye y'all were the least of all people. Ki atem ha-me'at ha-mikol ha-amin. In what verse is Yisrael said to be the highest? In the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 28 and 1, that says and reads, the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. The Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. V'haya ima shamoa tishamaa b'kol Yahweh Eloheka lishmora la'esota et kol mitzvotav asher anochi nitzavka hayom u'anetaneka Yahweh Eloheka elyon al kol goyi ha'aretz. And it shall come to pass, Wahaya, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God. Wahaya, im shamoa, tishamaa, bekol Yahuwah, Eloheka, to observe, to do all his commandments that I command thee, the I this day. Lishmor la isota et kola mitzotayo asher anochi mitzavka hayom, that Jehovah thy Elohim Yahweh Eloheka will set thee high on high above all the nations, nationalities, international community of the earth, of the earthly plane. Ua netaneka Yahweh Eloheka Elyon al kol goye haret. A mashal, a parable, a misale, a mashal of a man who had a vineyard, who had a vineyard. Thieves tried to enter it but could not because it was surrounded by a fence. What did the thieves do? What did the thieves do? They broke down the fence and then entered the vineyard. Then they entered the vineyard. Likewise, the goye ha'aretz, the nations, the Gentiles of the earth, of the earthly plain, they come to attack Yisrael, the vineyard, the vineyard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, as it is said, even in Yeshayahu and Esaias, Isaiah 5 and 7, where it reads, the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. The vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel. Ki karam Yahuwah Tzvaot Beit Yisrael, for the vineyard, ki karam, for the vineyard of Jehovah of hosts, Jehovah of armies, ki karam Yahuwah Tzvaot is the house of Israel, the house of Israel, Beit Yisrael, ki karam Yahuwah Tzvaot. Beit Yisrael, the vineyard of Jehovah Tzebaot is the Beit Israel. First, they renounce HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First, they renounce the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be you. And then they attack Yisrael, and then they attack Israel. As is said first of Harasha, of the Ratchet, the Rishaim, the wicked ones, he shall speak great words against the Most High. Umelina lisada ilaya yemalila. Umelina lisada ilaha yemalila. And then it said, he shall wear out the saints of the Most High. He shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Ualek adisheya elyonina yevale. Ualek adishe elyonina yevale. Next, the goye haaretz, the nations of the earth, of the earthly plane, the goye haaretz, try to change HaTorah. Next, the nations, the nationalities, the heathen, the Gentiles of the earthly plane, the goye haaretz, try to change HaTorah, the Torah, Jah's directions, instructions. As is said, even in Daniel 7:25, he shall think to change the seasons and the law. V'yisbara lehashanaya zimina vedata. And he shall think to change the seasons and the law. V'yisbara lehashanaya zimanina vedat. Seasons, zimnin, here, Daniel. Aramaic, the Zimnin, the seasons refer to festival seasons, and law, dat, in the Aramaic, dat, to Torah, to the Torah. Of that, it is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 33:2, from his right hand went a fiery law for them. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. Mimino esh data lamo. At his right hand, or from his right hand, mimino, mimino, mi yimino, mi yimino, mimino esh dat lamo, esh fiery dat law. Lamo for them. Mimino eish dat lamo. Now, because this verse goes on to say, and they shall be given into his hand, and they shall be given into his hand, does the verse mean forever? V'yitayahivuna biyedeha, and they shall be given into his hand. V'yitayahivun biyedeha. Does this verse mean forever, and they shall be given into his hand? Does the verse mean forever? No, no, lo, no. For the verse concludes, until a time and times and half a time. Ad idana where iadanina u afilaga idana. Until a time and times and half a time. Ad idan ve idanin u filag idan. Until a time and times and half a time. In the meantime, we, I and I, suffer all sorts of oppressions. Rephrase. In the meantime, we, I and I, suffer all sorts of downpressions. Because thou, the I, hast removed thyself far from us, far from I and I. Hence here it is said, why standest thou the eye afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? Lama Yahwa ta'emoda bi'rachok ta'elima le'itota bat'ah. Why standest thou the eye afar off, O Jehovah? Lama Yahuwah ta'emod bi'rachok. Why hidest thou thyself, ta'elim, in times of trouble, le'itota bat'ara. Le'itota bat'ara. Lama Yahuwah ta'emod bi'rachok ta'elim le'itota bat'ara.
Psalm 10. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villagers. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. Croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He had said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. To judge the fatherless and the oppressed. That the man of the earth may no more oppress. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For thee as incense.
For thee.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Another comment on Lama Yahuwah Ta Emod Bit Rahok Ta Elima Le'itota Batara. Why standest thou the eye afar off, O Jehovah? Why hidest thou thyself, the eye thyself in times of trouble? Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Yod, Mizmor Yud, Psalm 10, Psalm X. Consider what scripture says elsewhere, even in Zechariah, in Zacharias and Zechariah 7 and 13, where it reads, and it came to pass that as he called, and they would not hear. And it came to pass as he called, and they would not hear. Vayehi kasher ka. The law shameu, and it came to pass. Why you see? And it came to pass as he called ka'asher ka, and they would not hear. With law shameu, Rav Yonatan taught that for 3.5 years the presence, the face, the perception, the presence announced and had it proclaimed, according to the words of Yeshayahu of Esaias, Isaiah 55 and 6, where it reads, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Seek y'all the Lord while he may be found. Dear Shu Yahuwah, Behi Matzo, seek y'all Jehovah, dear Shu Yahweh, while he may be found, be he matzo, and no one heeded. As Ha'el, the true God, as Elohim said, even the words of Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 65 and 1, where it reads, I would be sought of them that ask not for me. I would be found of them that seek me not. I would be sought of them that ask not for I. I would be found of them that seek I not. Nidrashti le'laua shalu. Nimatzeti le'laua vikashuni. I gave access to them that ask not for me, that ask not for I. Nidrashti le'laua shalu. I was at hand to them. Nimtzeiti, that sought me, that sought I not. Le'lo bikashuni. Nidrashti le'lau shalu. Nimtzeiti le'lo bikashuni. Rav Hanina told a parable, a proverb, of a traveler journeying on the highway. As it grew dark, he came to a military post. The commander said to him, come into the post away from the wild beasts and away from the robbers. But the traveler replied, It is not my custom to go into a military post. As he went on his way, midnight and thick darkness overtook him. And he returned to the post and cried and prayed to the commander that he open up for him. The commander answered, "It is not customary for a military post to be opened at night, nor is it the commander's custom to receive at such an hour. When I asked you in, you were unwilling. Now I cannot open up for you. Even so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even so the Holy One, blessed be He," said to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children, to the Israelites, "Return, O backsliding children." Here, in Jeremiah 3 and 14 and verse 22. "Return, O backsliding children. Shuvu vanim, shovavim. Return, O backsliding children. Shuvu banim, shobabim. Return, shuvu. O backsliding children. Banim, children. Shobabim, backsliding. Shuvu banim, shobabim." Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah, chapter 3, verse 14, chapter 3, verse 22, and in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 55 and 6, where it reads, "Seek ye, seek y'all, Jehovah, while he may be found. Dirshu Yahuwah behimato, seek your Jehovah, dirshu Yahuwah, while he may be found. Behimatzo. But not one of them was willing to turn to him. Whereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said, even the words of Hosea 5:15, and Hosea 5:15, "I will go and return to my former place. Elek hashuva ela mekomi. I will go, elek, and return. Ashuva, and return. Ela mekomi, to my place." Then, when the Bnei Yisrael, when the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, when the Israelites were surrendered to the kingdoms and to the principalities, they cried out to Ha'el, to the true good, to the true God, to Elohim, "Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why standest thou afar off, O Jehovah? Lama Yahuwah ta'emod b'rahok? Why standest thou afar off, O Jehovah?" HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, replied, "When I sought you, you did not heed me. Now that you seek me, now that y'all seek I will not hear y'all. Measure for measure. Hence here it is said, even the words of Zechariah 7:13. It came to pass that as he called and they would not hear, so they shall call and I will not hear, said the Lord of hosts. Vayehi kasha kara velo shameu. Ken ayikareu nevelo eshma'a amar Yahuwah Tzevaot. And it came to pass, vayehi, as he called kasher ka, and they would not hear, velo shameu. So, ken, they shall call. Ken ayikareu
and I will not hear. With Lo Eshma, said the Lord of hosts, said Jehovah of armies, Amar Yahuwah Tzebaot, will not hear forever? By Elohim's mercy, no. And here, Midrash note, see and refer to the Targum on Kelos and Rashi on Genesis 44 and 7 on Bereshith 44 and 7. Al Kain, therefore, will he not hear forever? By Elohim's mercy, no. Only until a time and times and half a time, as is written in Daniel and Daniel 7:25. Ada Idan, Ada Idana, we I Adanina, U Afilaga Idan, until a time and times and half a time. And here the verse, through the pride of the wicked, the poor is hotly pursued. Gaivata Rasha Yidlaka Oni, through the pride of the wicked. Gaivata Rasha, the poor is hotly pursued. Yidlaka Oni. This refers to Lot, who was taken captive through his being among the people of Sodom. This verse here referring to Lot, who was taken captive through his being among the people of Sodom. The end of the verse, they are taken in the devices that they have imagined. Yitafsu bia nizmot bi nizmot zu chashavu. They are taken. They are taken, yitafsu, in the devices, bia mezimot, that they have imagined, bia mezimot zua hashabu. This refers to the sons of Yaakov, the sons of Jacob. Rav Yudan taught, he who says that the merciful one is loose in the administration of justice gets loose bowels. The truth is that Ha'el, Ha'elohim, long withholds his anger, but finally collects his due. Thus, like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to the sons of Yaakov, the Bnei Yaakov, in the midst of eating and drinking, you sold your brother, as is said even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 37, verses 25 and 26, where it reads, they sat down to eat and said, come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites. They sat down to eat and said, come, let us, Micah and I, sell him to the Ishmaelites. Vayeshvua le'echol lechem. Vayomer lechu v'niyeh mikreinu la'isha me'alim. And they sat down to eat bread. Vayeshvua le'echol lechem. And said, Wayomer Liku we nima kareinu la yisham elim. Come and make us sell him to the Ishmaelites. Liku we nima kareinu la yisham elim. Behold, in the midst of eating and drinking, your own children will be sold in Shushan. As is said even in Esther 3:15, the king and Haman sat down to drink. The king and Haman sat down to drink. V'hamelecha v'hamanayashvu lishetot. And the king v'hamelek and Haman v'haman sat down yashvu to drink lishetot. Rav Yisachar said, Joseph forgave his brothers, saying to them, even the words of Bereshith of Genesis 45 and 8, it was not you that sent me hither. It was not you that sent I hither, that sent I here. V'ata lo atem she'lachetem oti hena. So now it was not you, it was not y'all that sent me hither, that sent I here. Wa'ata lo atem she'lachetem oti hena. But mark for how long their wicked, their ratchet device was remembered against them. How much longer is a wicked, a ratchet device remembered against him who has not been forgiven? Rav Chanin taught that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Bnei Yaakov, to the sons of Jacob, you sold Joseph for a servant, as is said even in Psalm 105, verse 17, Hebraically, where it reads, Joseph was sold for a servant. Le'eveda ni mekari Yosef. Joseph was sold for a servant. Le'eveda ni mekari Yosef. By your lives, year after year, you will be reciting, according to the words of Devarim, according to the words of Deuteronomy 6 and 21, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt. Evadim hayinu le faro be mitzrayim. We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Mitzrayim. We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt. Ibadim hayinu le faro be Mitzrayim. Midrash note here. The passage that occurs in the Pesach Haggadah, in the Passover Seder, the Passover Haggadah. And to the point about Shushan, also the Midrash note is, behold, they would be sold in Shushan. But here, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt. Evadim hayinu le faro b'mitzrayim. We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt. This passage occurs in the Pesach, the Fasika Haggadah, in the Passover Seder. By your lives, year after year, you will be reciting, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt. Evadim hayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim. Rav Pinchas Phineas taught in the name of Rav Hoshaya, the sons of Jacob, the Bnei Yaakov, caused their father to rend his clothes, to rip his clothes. And where were they requited? In Egypt. B'Mitzrayim. Where, according to the words of Bereshith, Genesis 44:13, they rent their clothes. They ripped their clothes. Vayikre'ua simlotam. Then they ripped their clothes. Vayikre'ua simlotam. Yosef caused the Bnei Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, to rend, to rip their clothes. And so when the son of Joseph's son arose, he was requited therefore, as is said even in Yehoshua, in Joshua 7 and 6, where it reads, and Joshua rent his clothes, and Joshua ripped his clothes. Vayikra'a Yehoshua, Sima Lotai, and Joshua rent, ripped. Vayikra'a Yehoshua, Sim Lotal, his clothing. Midrash note, this was after the defeat at Ai. Manasseh caused the Bnei Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, to rip their clothes. Midrash note here in Bereshit in Genesis 44:13, Manasseh put the chalice in Binyamin's sack, in Benjamin's sack, and later overtook the departing brothers, referred to the Targum of Yonatan, Adloka, and Tanhuma, the Mitzvah. And so his portion in Haaretz, in the land, was ripped in two. Half of it on the other side of the Yarden, of the Jordan, and half of it in the land of Canaan, in the land of Canaan. Because of Binyamin, because of Benjamin, the sons of Jacob ripped their clothes. Midrash note here, they rent their garments at the time Joseph pretended to detain Benjamin as a slave, as a servant, although Benjamin was the innocent cause of their grief, he did not go unpunished. And so, when the son of Binyamin's son, the son of Benjamin's son, arose, he was requited therefore, as it is said even in Esther 4:1, where it reads, Mordecai rent his clothes. Mordecai ripped his clothing. Vayikra'a Mardekaya eta bigadav. Mordecai ripped his clothes. Vayikra Mardekaya eta bigadav. The wicked praises for his heart's desire. Hear today's daily psalm. Mizmor Yud. Psalm X. Here, Hebraically, at the third verse, the first part of the third verse, the Gimel verse that reads, Ki hilel rasha'a, Allah ta'evata nafsho, for the wicked boasteth, praiseth of his heart's desire. Ki hilel rasha'a, Allah ta'evata nafsho. That is the rasha, the ratchet. Do not praise Jehovah, do not praise the Lord, until their heart's desire has been granted to them. Midrash note right here, we have, for the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, which is also, and better maybe translated as, the wicked praises, the ratchet praises. Ki Hilel Rasha. Ki Hilel Rasha, praises, boasted praise, Allah Ta'ala Nasho, for his heart's desire. And the wicked do not praise Jehovah. Here we have in the PE, the printed edition, in the ET, the edited text, some say is corrupt. Buber's text seems preferable that reads, quote, "The wicked do not acknowledge themselves culpable until they have satisfied their lust, nor do they commit a sin, khatiyat, until they have persuaded themselves that it is sinless." So here in Buber's text, this reading seems preferable in the Midrash, that the wicked, the Rasha, do not acknowledge themselves, the Rishaim, do not acknowledge themselves as culpable or guilty until they have satisfied their lust, their desire, nor do they commit a sin and uckery, an uck, until they have persuaded themselves that it is sinless or uckless. Thus, here, the reading, the wicked praises, Elilpas, Hallel, so to speak, Kia Hilel Rasha, Allah Ta'ala Nasho, praises for his heart's desire, that is, Harasha, the ratchet, do not praise Jehovah until their heart's desire has been granted to them. Thus, Nebuchadnezzar said, here in Daniel, in Daniel 2 and 47, "Of a truth it is that your God is the God of gods." And Nebuchadnezzar said, "Of a truth it is that your God is the God of gods." Min kishot di of a truth it is, Mina Kishot Adi, that your God, Elahikon, that your God is, he is the God of God. And here the Midrash, no? After Daniel interpreted his dream, this was after Daniel interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dream and relieved his anxiety. Another comment, the wicked Harasha, the ratchet, do not sin, do not uck until they have persuaded themselves that their sins are permissible. Harasha, the Rasha, do not sin, do not uck up until they have persuaded themselves that their sins, that their uckeries, their fookeries are permissible. And here, Midrash note, the verse, here in today's daily psalm is Moriod. The verse is thus rendered, the wicked praises his heart's desire. The wicked, Harasha, the Rasha, praises his heart's desire. Ki Hilel Rasha, Allah Ta'ala Nasho, praises his heart's desire. Or by a play on the words Hebraically, Hilel, in the phrase, Ki Hilel praises, and Hilel declares permissible, Hilel profanes. The verse is thus rendered, the wicked, the ratchet, says that his heart's desire is permitted. Hear, Midrash note, Kia Hilel Rasha, or Kia Hilel Rasha Al Ta'ala Nasho. The wicked says that his heart's desire is permissible. And plundering, he blesses, but contends the Lord. Hear, the Gimel verse of today's daily psalm is Moriod. And plundering, Uavot Ea Bereka Nietz Yahweh. And plundering he blesses. Uabotzea Berek. Nietz Yahweh. But contends. Nietz Yahweh. But contends. Jehovah. Further Midrash note here. Rendered the covetous. The covetous renounceth, yea, he contendeth the Lord, and the covetous renounceth, and contends, or yea, contends the Lord. Hear the translation of Uabotzea Berek, Nietz Yahweh, or as the Sefer Tehillim, Yehudi version, translates it, and the covetous vaunted himself, though he contend Jehovah. Uabo Tzea Berek Nietz Yahweh. Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov taught, behold, a man who steals a measure of wheat, he mills it, kneads it into dough, and sets aside a portion of it as HaKohen, as the priest's shear. And here, Midrash note, refer to Bamidbar, to Numbers chapter 15, verses 19 to 21. The portion of Torah that reads, then it shall be that when y'all eat of the bread of the land, y'all shall set apart a portion for a gift to Jehovah. Of the first of your dough, ye y'all shall set apart a cake for a gift, as that which is set apart of the threshing floor. So shall ye y'all set it apart. Of the first of your dough, ye y'all shall give to Jehovah a portion for a gift throughout your generations. A portion for a terumah. But how can such a man say a bracha? How can such a man say a blessing? If he says a bracha, a bracha, a blessing over the bread, he blesses not, but contends the Lord, but contends Jehovah. Of such a man, scripture says, and plundering, he blesses, but contends the Lord. Uabotzea Berek Nietz Yahweh. In another comment, the verse is read, the wicked, because of his heart's desire, profaned that which brought pleasure, botzea, and imparted blessing, but he contemneth the Lord. Another reading of the verse right here, here from Mizmor Yod, today's daily psalm, Psalm 10. Ki hilel rasha ala ta'irata nasho ubotzea bereka ni'et Yahweh. The ratchet, the wicked, because of his heart's desire, profaned that which brought pleasure, botzea, and imparted blessing, barak. He contendeth Jehovah, Nietz Yahweh. A midrash note on profaneth. Midrash note right here on profaneth. Ubotzea profaneth. The wicked because of his heart's desire. The wicked because of his heart's desire. Profaneth. Ki hilel rasha al ta'irata nafsho. Here in the Midrash note, Hilel, ki Hilel, for he prays, Hilel, praise, the Elil, the Elita, as though written Hillel. So here, as though written instead of Kia Hillel, for he praiseth. Kia Hillel, for he profaneth. Kia Hillel Rasha Alatayata Nafsho. Uabot Ea Berek. In the 8th, Yahweh. Here, Bo-tea has a sense of pleasure, being derived from the noun Bet'a, as in the verse, even from Psalm 30, verse 10, Hebraically, that reads, what pleasure, Bet'a, is there in my blood? What pleasure, Bet'a, is there in my blood? Mah bet'ah bidami, what profit, what pleasure, mah bet'ah is there bidami in my blood. Mah bet'ah bidami. Thus, therefore, the verse implies that the congregation of Yisrael, the Edata Yisrael, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, to the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, there was a house, a bait, that thou, the I, hadest pleasure from, but enemies rose up and destroyed it, and they still stand while it lays waste. There were righteous men, tzaddikim, whom thou, the eye, hadest pleasure from, but harasha, but the ratchet, the wicked, harishaim, rose up and slew a great many of them, and thus contemneth shemekah, the eye's name, the Hashem. Yet harasha, the ratchet, the rishaim, still stand. Hence, here it is said, the wicked, because of his heart's desire, profaned that which brought pleasure and imparted bracha, blessing. He contemneth Jehovah. Ki chilel rasha alatayata nafsho. Of the word Yod Dalet Kaf Hey. Of the word Yod Dalet Kaf Hey. Yidaka. In the sentence, even he in today's daily psalm, in Psalm 10, verse 10, he is cast down. Wadaka, yidike, he is cast down and brought low. Wadaka, Yashoach. He couches, he bowed down, or he is cast down. Yidike, Yashoach. Rav Yitzhak Isaac said, the Keti, what is written is, Wow Dalet Kaf Hey, is WDKH, Wow Dalet Kaf Hey, or Wadaka, he will cast down, Wadaka, implying that Harasha, the ratchet, the wicked, cast down only one more or less like himself. Midrash, no, the Katib, or some say the Katib, but in the ancient Hebrew, the Katib is the traditional spelling of biblical words Hebraically, opposed to what is called the Keri, or the Kere, the Masoretic instruction for reading. In the further notes, where it reads in the Midrash, implying that the wicked cast down. Here the Midrash notes for the understanding of the sense of this passage, for the use of he's a daweg with the preposition li in the sense of to join battle with, to join battle with. Compare the persikta rebati. The end of the verse that reads, but when the number of his victims is full, he shall fall. The Kativ reading of the verse, Vadake Yashuacha Vinafala Ba its Umayo Chelekaima Chelekai. And the Kere reading of the verse, Yidke Yashuacha Vinafala Ba its Omayo Chelkaim or Chelkaim. Chelkaim or Chelkaim. But when the number of his victims is full, he shall fall. Hear, Midrash note. This is an obscure verse rendered in the AV, the Authorized Version, that the poor may fall by his strong ones in the JV, the Yehudi version, and the helpless fall into his mighty claws. So this obscure verse is rendered in the Authorized Version as that the poor may fall by his strong ones, or in the Yehudi version, and the helpless fall into his mighty claws. This means, according to Rav Chanina Bar Papa, the wicked man, the ratchet man, does not fall until the measure of his wickedness, his ratchetness, is full. As is said even in Eob and Job, in Job 34:26, where it reads, the shattering of the wicked shall be their fullness. The shattering of the wicked shall be their fullness. Tachata rishaim asifakam bia mikoma roi. He striketh them as wicked men, as ratchet men. Tachata rishaim asifakam in the open sight of others. Bia mikoma roi. Hear. The Midrash note on this section here. Padua suggests that Rav Chanina reads here tichat, shattering, instead of tahat, as. And also, as is said in Eob and Job 20 and 22, in the fullness of his sufficiency, he shall be in straits. In the fullness of his sufficiency, he shall be in straits, in anxiety and difficulty. Bia melota sifokol yeter lau. In the fullness of his sufficiency, he shall be in straits. Bia melota sifokol yeter lau. In the fullness of his sufficiency, he shall be in straits. Hear. Destitution will suddenly beset him in the midst of his luxury. Rashi interprets, trouble will come upon him. The suddenness of the wicked, the ratchet man's reversal of fortune is compared by Ibn Ezra to that described in Psalm XCII and 8, in Psalm 92 and 8, And in the previous comment from Iyob, Iyob 34:26, Tachata Rishaima Sifakam, Sifakam, Bia Mikoma Royim. He striketh them as wicked men in the open sight of others, or here in the Midrash note as Rav Hanina reading Tehat, shattering, instead of Tahat, as the footer here, as wicked men, Tahata Risha'i. Literally, instead of Tahat Risha'i, or in the place of wicked men, Tahat Risha'i. The preposition is used here in the unusual sense of as if they were. Although they are men of high station, they meet the fate of the common criminal. According to Rav Shimon, Rav Simon, the end of the verse, it implies that Harasha, the Rishaim, the ratchet, the wicked man drafts only mighty men like himself into his armies. As is said of Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel and Daniel 3:20, where it reads, and he commanded certain mighty men that were in his army. And he commanded certain mighty men that were in his army. Uale Govrina Gibare Chayil Di Ve Chayileha Emar. And he commanded certain mighty men that were in his army. Uale Govrina Gibare Chayil Di Ve Chayileha Emar. And he commanded certain mighty men that were in his army. Men, Rav Simon added, like that executioner who would break both rib and vertebra with one blow. Men like that executioner who could break both rib and vertebra, who could break both rib and vertebra with one blow. Midrash notes here on this section, so Padua, Rav Shimon renders Psalm 10:10b, he caused mighty men to fall into his armies. Here Rav Shimon renders Psalm 10:10, the B part of the verse, he caused mighty men to fall into his armies. Yidkeh Yashoacha V'nafala Ba'itzumayo Chayilakayi. And the Midrash note on like that executioner, literally quiestor, or an interrogator, quiestor, because of their cruelty, they were spoken of as executioners. So literally, that executioner will be that quiestor, or that interrogator. Because of their cruelty, they were spoken of as executioners. The wicked saith in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see. Hear. Psalm 10. Verse 11, the wicked, the ratchet saith in his heart, God hath forgotten, he hideth his face, he will never see. Amara belibo shachach ela hisatira panayo bala ra la netzach. The wicked, the ratchet, and he saith, Amar Belibo, in his heart. Shakach El, the true good, the true God, El, hath forgotten. shakach ela. He satirapanayo. He hideth his face. He satirapanayo. He will never see. Bara la netzach. Like the judge. Hashofet. Like the judge who cannot see what is going on if a curtain is hung before him. So God, El Ha'el, the wicked, the ratchet, saith Amara in his heart, Belibo, hath forgotten Shakach. Hear, Eob, Job 22 and 14 that reads, thick clouds are a covering to him that he seeth not. Hear, in Eob and Job 22 and 14 it reads, thick clouds are a covering to him that he seeth not. Avim seter lau v'lo yireh. Thick clouds. Avim or avim. Avim are a covering to him. Seter lau. Seter lau. That he seeth not. With lo yireh, and he seeth not. With lo yireh, avim seter lau. With lo yireh. Hence, here, harasha, harasha amar. The ratchet say, if one dear speak this, that El Ha'el, the true good, the true God, hideth his face, he will never see. He satira panayo, bala ra'a la netzach, 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 netzach,